Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Norbin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Nagaland honored with Distinguished Holistic Organic Developments Awards 2025 at Organic Festa Asia and China. Advisor Ekane Zakhalo underscores importance of banking and empowering rural communities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Mauritian counterpart, 4 agreements signed, and Dimapur administration meets villages to streamline implementation of ILP. Now the news in detail. Nagaland has been awarded the Distinguished Holistic Organic Developments Award 2025 at the Organic Festa Asia held in Shanghai, China from 3rd to 5th September. This award, presented by IFOM Organics Asia in collaboration with Messe Dusseldorf, recognizes organic practices and promotion of organic producers in Nagaland. The award was received by Director of Industries and Commerce P. Tokuga Sema and Additional Director of Horticulture Madam Shiba on behalf of the state. A 15-member delegation from Nagaland attended the event, while government departments and enterprises from the state participated under the Nagaland India Pavilion. Advisor for Industries and Commerce Hekane Zakhalo has underscored the importance of banking and empowering rural communities and promoting financial security. Speaking at a financial awareness camp in Bade village in Chumagadima yesterday, she highlighted the shift from traditional to digital banking, allowing villagers to manage finances anytime.
Banking system itu khanto thik thak thakibo lage itia government of india laga program hoise kuli bi alag alag scheme aise kuli bi apni laga bank account na thakile to iku na pare poila laga time to alag ase kuli bi itia laga time to itia to sob ekta digital bi hoye ase.
Ms. Zakhalo encouraged villagers to take advantage of zero balance accounts, insurance and pensions to secure their financial future. Addressing the event, Executive Director, Bank of Baroda, Bina Wahid said, financial inclusion is the key to inclusive growth and the foundation of a resilient, equitable India.
Financial inclusion is not merely a banking program. It's a tool of social transformation. It enables individuals, irrespective of income, background or location, to access savings, credit, insurance and pension schemes. More than that, it brings dignity to every individual, identity and security, bridging the gap between aspiration and opportunity.
The event is part of a nationwide campaign by the Department of Financial Services in collaboration with RBI to promote coverage of various schemes like PM Jan Dhan Yojana and Atal Pension Yojana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Mauritian Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ramgulam in Varanasi today. At a joint press briefing, Mr. Modi reaffirmed the deepening ties between the two countries, saying India and Mauritius are not just partners, but family.
India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams and destiny are one. इस वर्ष हम सर शिव सागर रामगुलाम जी की 125वीं जयंती मना रहे हैं। वे केवल मॉरिशस के राष्ट्रपिता ही नहीं बल्कि भारत और मॉरिशस के बीच अटूट सेतु के संस्थापक भी थे। उनकी यह जयंती हमें मिलकर अपने संबंधों को नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाने की प्रेरणा देती रहेगी।
The bilateral talks covered the full spectrum of cooperation. Following the talks, the two countries signed 4 agreements in the fields of science and technology, oceanography, administrative training, and telemetry. In light of the ongoing situation in Nepal and the advisory issued by the Ministry of External Affairs, Nagaland has provided helplines for people of the state stranded in Nepal. For emergency and other support, individuals may contact State Emergency Operations Center of NSDMA at 0370-229-1122, 229-1120 and 2229-1123 or the Embassy of India, Kathmandu at 977-980-860-2881 and 977-9810-32613. Further, people from Nagaland residing in Nepal are advised to stay indoors, avoid going out into the streets and exercise due caution. They are also advised to follow local safety guidelines from Nepal authorities and the Indian Embassy. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The government has announced a big relief for the education sector by exempting the GST rates on stationery items. Under the new reforms, stationery items like pencils, sharpeners, crayons, exercise books, graph books, maps, and charts have been exempted from the earlier 12% GST, while erasers will see a reduction of GST from 5% to nil. The exemption will support the students by reducing education expenses. It will further help the students and government schools in rural areas, making the base learning tools cheaper. In a significant step towards streamlining the implementation of Inner Line Permit, ILP, and ensuring community-level accountability, Dimapur District Administration today conducted a meeting with all the 13 Sadar villages across the district. Addressing the media following the meeting, Subdivisional Officer SDO Viridin Zeliang informed that the district administration will ensure that 33% of the ILP fees collected will be remitted to the respective village council in accordance with the official notification. He emphasized that neither village councils nor public are authorized to conduct ILP checks or impose fines.
The district administration, through the Office of the Commissioner Nagaland, to ensure that 33% of the ILP fees levied on this category of ILP to be remitted to the concerned village council, as per the register of ILP holders staying in the village, which are maintained by the respective village council. We have instructed them also that the village council or any of the public cannot do the ILP checking. They are not authorized in fine the post.
During the meeting, official ILP registers formats were distributed and village representatives were directed to maintain the register with detailed information of the ILP holders. Wokha will hold the first ever banana festival on the 22nd and 23rd of October, aimed at promoting agricultural innovation, local produce and strengthened market linkages. The matter was discussed in detail during the District Planning and Development Board monthly meeting yesterday. Various committees and departments outlined their preparations, including logistics, banana-based product exhibitions, stakeholder engagements, and technical workshops. During the meeting, Medical Superintendent Dr. N. Monchan Kithan shared that Dr. Motsu Memorial District Hospital won the second prize in the Kayakalp Awards conferred by Union Health Ministry for excellence in cleanliness, hygiene, and infection control under the Swachh Bharat Mission. Advisor Mathung Yanthan has stressed the need for training and public awareness to ensure effective use of Government E-Marketplace, GEM. Raising the matter during the Wokha District Planning and Development Board meeting yesterday, he highlighted that GEM facilitates transparent and efficient online procurement for government entities. The platform supports MSMEs, startups and women entrepreneurs and aligns with national initiatives such as Digital India and Make in India. And Director of Industries and Commerce P. Tokuga Sema inaugurated the State Handloom Exhibition at Urban Hut in Dimapur. The event aims to promote market opportunities for handloom products in both domestic and export markets. A total of 60 participants, including artisans from various districts, are showcasing varieties of handloom and handicraft products. The exhibition will run until September 23rd. The event is organized by the Nagaland Handloom and Handicrafts Development Corporation and sponsored by the Office of the Development Commissioner, Handlooms, Ministry of Textiles. And before we end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Nagaland honored with Distinguished Holistic Organic Developments Awards 2025 at Organic Festa Asia in China. Advisor Hekani Zakhalu underscores importance of banking and empowering rural communities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Mauritian counterpart, four agreements signed, and Dimapur administration meets villages to streamline implementation of ILP. And that is all the news we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.